It is a question people have been asking for ages. Is there a way to turn back the aging process? For centuries, people have been looking for a fountain of youth. The idea was that if you find a magical fountain and drink from its waters, you will not age. Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon searched for waters with magical powers in the early 1500s. But what he found instead is the American state of Florida. Researchers in New York did not find an actual fountain of youth, but they may have found a way to turn back the aging process. It appears the answer may be hidden right between your eyes in an area called the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is part of your brain. It controls important activities in the body. They include growth, reproduction, and the way we process food. Researchers at New York's Albert Einstein College of Medicine found that the hypothalamus neural stem cells also influence how fast aging takes place in the body. What are stem cells? They are simple cells that can develop into specialized cells like blood or skin cells. Stem cells can also repair damaged tissues and organs. Dongsheng Tsai is a professor at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. He was the lead researcher in a study on aging in mice. He and his team reported their findings in the journal Nature. Tsai explains what they found.
Aging speed is controlled, can be controlled by a particular place in the body, which is the hypothalamus. And it can be controlled by a particular type of cells, which are hypothalamus stem cells. I think these findings are quite interesting, potentially remarkable.
He adds that when the hypothalamus starts aging, so does the body.
So when hypothalamic function is declined, particularly the loss of these hypothalamic stem cells, and this protection against the aging development is lost, so you eventually lead to aging.
Using this information, the researchers began trying to activate or energize the hypothalamus in laboratory mice. They did this by injecting the animals with stem cells. Later, the researchers examined tissues and tested for changes in behavior. They looked for changes in the strength and coordination of the animals' muscles. They also studied the social behavior and cognitive ability of the mice. The researchers say the results show that the treatment slowed aging in the animals. Tsai says injecting middle-aged mice with stem cells from younger mice helped the older animals live longer.
When we injected the hypothalamus stem cells, which were derived from young mice, we injected them to the middle-aged mice, and there was an effect to slow down aging. So the mouse aged slowly, and they also have they had the increased lifespan, which is longevity.
But these results were just from studying mice in a laboratory. If the mice can live longer, does that mean people could have longer lives? The next step is to see if the anti-aging effects also work in human beings.
If we can translate what we have seen in animals to humans. I think a human, they can function better during later ages, later stage of aging.
Tsai and his team say their studies may have other benefits. They say the findings could lead to new ways to help doctors identify and treat any number of age-related health issues. I'm Anne Ball.